This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by This Week in Agribusiness, as we bring the news of agriculture on television across the nation each weekend. They're using 30,000 volts with the hope of knocking down some of the odor coming out of hog farms. I'll talk about it after this. For 42 years now, my colleague Orion Samuelson and I have worked side by side, bringing agriculture television broadcast all over the country. He was doing it before I was, and we've built this on a personal relationship with the farmers and ranchers who catch our broadcast. And maybe if you've ever stood in the studio and watched us, you would know it's kind of strange how we do the broadcast. We don't have teleprompters. There's nothing hanging on the front of the camera where we sit at the desk and read line by line, regurgitating something that someone else has written. No, not at all. Orion and I relate our personal views from the heart, sharing also the news of agriculture with the help of other agriculture broadcasters. Last weekend, Mike Adams, Adams on Agriculture, was with me. The weekend before that, Steve Bridge from WFMB in Central Illinois joined me. Tune in this weekend. Orion Samuelson will be back at the desk with me. Well, many years ago, to clean up the effluent out of power plant smokestacks, they started using what they called electrostatic precipitators. I remember one of the projects where a particular plant that I was familiar with was installing those. It was a massive undertaking, putting those precipitators on those big stacks towering over the fields I was familiar with in southwestern Indiana. Well, now pork producers are starting to embrace the technology. Yeah, pork producers and American farmers as a whole have long been quick to adopt the latest technologies if they can improve production of livestock or crops. And some of the technology won't necessarily budge the needle on pigs per sow per year or the average daily gain. But the producers are implementing innovations to improve the operation, maybe for the caregivers or for the environment. This was pointed out in a story in National Hog Farmer that Iowa Select Farms, based in Iowa Falls, Iowa, is one pork production company that has installed electrostatic precipitator fences. After hearing about the possibility of odor reduction from this technology, as the article pointed out in National Hog Farmer, marketing claims are one thing, but can such technology stand up to the rigors of a U.S. hog facility in operation? Well, there are these big fences. We've been talking about walls here of late. Well, these hog farms have something similar, I guess you'd say. They have these fences around them, electrostatic fences consisting of two electrically charged lines of barbed wire powered with 30,000 volts that will knock down the odor-carrying dust particles exiting the fans of the barn. I'll be back after this.